Well, today we are speaking with Ashley Coles. She is the executive director of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association. And Ashley, of course, earlier this year, you had a chance to head over to Japan and China to promote U.S. beef with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. And yesterday in Redwood Falls, you had a chance to actually return the favor to some Japanese bloggers, publication editors, and influencers from Japan who got to see how Minnesota beef was raised. Tell us a little bit about the event.
Yeah, so it was a really fun opportunity to kind of come full circle after our trip to Asia in May. And so there was a team of folks. They were, as you had said, magazine editors. There was a chef there. There was a couple bloggers. There was even somebody there from a men's fashion magazine to kind of pose U.S. beef kind of up on a pillar as a luxury item, I guess you could say, for folks in Japan. And so these folks wanted to see the U.S. beef industry, or specifically the Minnesota beef industry, and all scopes of it. So you know, we started off at the Bright Rice's family farm, which is kind of the beginning of the beef industry, right, with the cow-calf side of things. So there they had the opportunity to see cows and calves out on grass. They learned a little bit about cover crops. And they asked a lot of questions just about the beginning of the beef industry. These folks had never been on a farm before, so they did ask a lot of questions. From there, we went over to the Winkleman family. Something unique to the upper Midwest is a dairy-influenced beef. And so they got to see three-day-old baby calves all the way through the finishing sector or side of the dairy beef or dairy-influenced beef industry. And then we ended up at Kirkhoff's. They wanted the opportunity to see a larger feedlot here in the U.S., and so the Kirkhoff's kind of fit that bill. And something unique about the Kirkhoff family is, you know, when we went to Japan specifically, we were able to see a grocery store that directly imports beef from the U.S., from the Demkota facility, which is in Aberdeen. And there are a lot of Minnesota feedlots that send finished cattle to that Demkota facility. And so Kirkhoff's are one of those families that sometimes do market to that facility. So it was really interesting to see kind of the Japanese folks, their eyes light up when you mention Demkota, because that's a familiar brand to them. And so it was kind of fun for them to be able to have that come full circle for them as well.
And were they surprised at all? I know it was a beautiful day to be out there, but were they surprised at the expanse of Minnesota agriculture that they saw out here in southwestern Minnesota? I know prairies aren't exactly something that is native to Japan.
Yeah, so I think it was really fun to hear their comments right away when they arrived. So I met up with them at the Bright Rice farm, and as they got off their bus, their comments were about how straight the roads were. They were really surprised at how straight the roads were. And then just the vast fields and the size and scope of agriculture that they are seeing in Minnesota. For them all, it was their first time from Minnesota. And as I mentioned earlier, the first time, you know, being introduced to agriculture on the size and scale that we have here in Minnesota. So yeah, they did have a lot of really nice comments. They also made comments on how much they appreciated the family side of all the farms that we went to. So not only did they get to meet the people who are doing the chores every day, but they also got to meet all of their family. And actually at the Winkleman family's farm, they wanted to kind of understand what a typical day was like. And because they're food bloggers, they wanted to know a little bit more about what types of foods that these farmers or family farms eat. And so Susie Winkleman actually took the crew through kind of step by step on how they make some of their family's favorite beef dishes. And it'll be fun to see her featured in some food blogs in Japan. They're set to publish in probably December. So that was really fun, kind of a niche that we don't typically get to do when we do farm tours.
And Ashley, it also looks like a lot of these bloggers and other influencers were looking at some of the grasses that the producers were raising these cattle on. Were there anything specifically that they were asking, maybe in terms of food safety or maybe any other misconceptions that they may have had before they came over here?
You know, something that was really interesting for me when we went to Asia is, here in the U.S., we talk a lot about different labels on beef and beef products. And for those in Japan and in China, you know, they don't so much care about the labels with all these niche markets. They more so in Japan are looking at quality. They want a highly marbled piece of beef. They're used to their native or their domestic herd, which is Wagyu cattle. So for them, they're still trying to incorporate lean beef as part of their healthy diet. But for them, lean beef is still U.S. prime beef. And so they want that high-quality eating experience, and they get that through a highly marbled piece of beef. And so that's what they're mainly concerned about for the market in Japan. Something that's kind of a new up-and-coming trend for them in Japan is hamburgers or cheeseburgers. And so they've been hitting up a few cheeseburger spots here in Minnesota. And after they leave here, they're heading over to Chicago to learn more about the American cheeseburger, because that will also be something that's featured in their publications at the end of the year.
And Ashley, you also mentioned that there were a chef on the delegation. And I'm sure one of the things that you were showing them was how to cook beef. What are some of the questions that they had regarding that?
Yeah, so again, something that's very different about the culture in Japan is they don't have ovens and they don't have grills. They have cooktops. Their apartments that they live in are very, very small. And so for them to see how we cook with ground beef, or to have a casserole, or I guess hot dish, as you call it here in Minnesota, it was really interesting to watch them and observe them, watch them cooking this ground beef. And so some of the questions about, you know, do you cook it all the way through? Do you use a thermometer to check the temperature? How come you're cooking it in the frying pan and then you're going to bake it? So they did ask a lot of really good questions. And then they wanted to see Susie's freezer. You know, they don't have big freezers. They have fridges that are maybe just a little bit larger than a dorm fridge in their apartment. And so to go down into the Winkleman basement and see their freezers full of meat, they were taking pictures and thought that was really neat. So just some of those unique cultural differences between Japan and the U.S. kind of came through a lot yesterday.
And Ashley, how did the families react to these bloggers? I know some folks, when it comes to bringing folks onto their farm, they're a little bit hesitant because they're worried about how they're going to be portrayed. But it seems like the families were very open and honest about what they were trying to do.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the culture, though, among all the cattlemen that I get to work with routinely. They are very excited to tell the story about how their family raises beef in an effort to promote beef, whether that's promoting beef domestically or promoting beef overseas. I think they see the value of opening up their farms and welcoming people onto their farms. And I know they understand there could be potential risk, but when it comes to groups like what we brought out from USMEF, or if we bring out bloggers from the Metro or dietitians or politicians, I think they understand that these folks genuinely want to learn. And I think their willingness to open up their farm even helps even more so with transparency and helping people understand how beef is raised here in the U.S. So each and every family that we visited with yesterday were very welcoming. They had no secrets. They opened every door and every gate for these folks to look in.
So Ashley, if folks want to learn more about the trip that was done here with either your trip with the U.S. Meat Export Federation or this recent return with the Japanese bloggers, where can they find more information?
Yeah, so they can find more information on the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association website, or if they want to check out our social media and scroll back a little ways, they can see a lot of pictures and descriptions about what we saw. When these stories get put in the publications in Japan, they're going to send us copies of it. So we'll have those on our website and in our state cattlemen's publications as well.
And we've been speaking with Ashley Coles. She is the executive director of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association. She, and along with area beef producers, recently hosted Japanese bloggers, chefs, and magazine editors talking about Minnesota beef and what you can do with it, as it is a different style over in Japan. Thank you for the time today, Ashley.
Thank you.